So you don't need to lose yourself in it because it is gradual. You can learn to incorporate it into your life, not that you have to do it, it happens by itself. And the misperception could arise that then don't you become careless towards the world, the things in this world? And strangely, the opposite is true. Once you, the balance is there, everything that you look upon is actually great care flows into that to which you give attention, which that attention is the unconditioned. And in that movement of the unconditioned that looks upon the conditioned, whether it looks upon a thought or an emotion or a sense object external, there is a gentleness, a care and compassion and love with which you perceive things and allow things. That's the beauty of it. You don't misuse the world of form in the service of self. You don't misuse the form that this moment takes in the service of some mentally projected future moment. If you make this moment into a means to an end, you're using it in the service of a false sense of self that seeks to complete itself through future. And whatever comes into the now is self-serving, and often it's a human being. And you meet a human being, and somehow you're just using that human being because you are using the present moment as a means to an end. So anything that appears in the now becomes a means to an end. If the now is a means to an end to arrive at some future, which is the egoic state, so in the egoic state, love is not possible, because in the egoic state, you always want something from the other person, or you fear something from the other person. And what you want from the other person is sometimes called love. I want you to complete me, and I want you to sign this contract. Don't you dare leave me. So, love, compassion, gentleness, those qualities that are really not so much human but divine, because human, in the way I use the word, I'm sorry if I offend anybody, human means mad. In the old sense, it's been mad for a long time. But there are divine qualities that flow through a human being, but not when the conditioned mind operates. So at first, now we become free of the movement of the conditioned in simple situations that you just allow to be. Not particularly challenging situations. Simply sitting somewhere in a restaurant, in a cafe, drinking a cup of tea. And an alert presence arises, and you simply watch, see, in a field of stillness. That is the arising. And then the challenges come. Because, as you know, you can't go through life for very long, perhaps not even a single day, without some challenge appearing, some situation that doesn't seem to go the way it should have gone, something going wrong, some kind of loss. And particularly in India, One can experience things don't go the way you expect them to go. This is the great lesson for many people who come here. It's easier to learn surrender here. I said that last night. And this could be the reason why the great sages, far greater numbers than any other country, liberated beings lived here, produced by India, so that it seeded the entire world, became through